follow the sun. Now I'm gonna tell my mama that I'm a traveler. I'm gonna follow the sun. I'm not afraid to die.
Thank you. 54, music from the future.
Mike, Area 54 with you. Chill show here on 94.7. Just played a song by Beat Connection. The song's called Hesitation.
Brand new single from the Seattle guys.
Another Seattle band. Seattle's coming back. Without even grunge. It's amazing.
they're the new hub of electronic music, aren't they?
That's great.
Well, a few bands anyway. Odessa being like the one that really stands out at this point, I think.
Rhinoceros from France. Before that, did a song called Mes Vacances à Rio.
My vacation in Rio, which, you know, we kind of did that because of the World Cup right now.
Sure, why not?
Well, you know, off the U.S. is still on vacation out there.
they are. Yeah. They're not. They're never coming back. They never have.
Really, you think they're not going to come back?
No.
It's going to get tougher and tougher now.
Yeah. Sorry.
One and done.
The U.S. is the U.S. Rhinoceros was their title album, and pretty cool. Pretty cool album. Mellow. They later on they started getting a little bit more guitar in their music, but that was pretty. That was a little bit more of a mellow song for those guys. Postillion before that did a song called Supremes off the album Skyre, and then one from Keep Shelley in Athens. Their new album, or their only album as Keep Shelley in Athens, is called At Home. We play a song called Fly Away. Start off the whole set with Parov Stelar. Song's called The Sun.
Yeah, and the Austrians, where Parov Stelar is from, are calling this the song of the summer.
All right.
They're very nationalistic over there, right? I thought we were the only ones that were allowed to be nationalistic here, but...
Nope, evidently we're not.
No, any music from Parov Stelar, it's the song of the summer. Yeah, but, you know, it's a catchy tune from Parov Stelar. A little more pop than... he kind of tends to go pop once in a while, doesn't he?
He throws us a loop, you know. Then he kind of goes back to his old style.
Well, but, at least he's out of that Charleston stuff. That took him a long time to get out of that.
This hasn't been that long.
I think he was just hoping people would catch on,
or he was maybe.
But he just didn't realize that people just weren't into it.
He didn't realize that it had already been done, and he was behind the times.
Yeah, like in 5 years from now, I think he invented dubstep. So, how much dubstep were they playing at the What the Festival?
At one point, all stages were playing it, and there was no place for me to hide.
Was your nose starting to bleed? Or you're bleeding
head,
out of your...
My head blew up. I had to tie a rope around it so it wouldn't blow up.
Yeah, your blood was coming out of your eyeballs, your ears. You're like, oh.
Actually, there was only one point. At most of the time, you could hear whatever you wanted. All, you know, when all stages were going, there was something for everybody there. It was actually pretty good. And saw a couple good... other artists. Evan Alexander was really good, had a really good house set, so, you know, some surprises, some good bands there too as well. So a few little surprises I didn't expect to see.
But I heard that Area 54 was the surprise of the weekend.
Area 54 yeah. Just threw down hard.
People weren't expecting that at all, were they?
We just played what we always play.
Yeah.
We were probably the most predictable of all of them, weren't we, Mike?
All right, let's play some more predictable music. Cosmonaut Gretschko. We've got a song queued up called Tell Me. Let's do Mike with you.